Welcome back to this second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning, and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And we're back with Leading Edge Medicine, and we are on our number two. Here's that number to get through. Phone lines are open for you. 206-421-5757. We're talking with Judy from Tacoma about prostate cancer.
Yeah. And actually, during the break, Samira came up with two other things because I was going to go to exercise next, but she brought up diindolylmethane called DIM. And it is in our men's formula.
Right.
So DIM actually helps to slow the growth of these cancers. And then the other one...
Resveratrol. Right, yeah. Right. So you mentioned lycopene and you mentioned green tea, but also pomegranate juice.
Yeah. Palm is okay. A brand of pomegranate juice. And it's really kind of fascinating because they got in trouble with the FDA a while back because they were saying in their ads that it helps to prevent and slow the growth of prostate cancers. And they actually had a study that showed that. Mm-hmm. The people who were taking significant amounts of pomegranate juice, their cancers actually shrank. They got smaller. Mm-hmm. But the FDA has a rule. Now, you have to realize government makes rules. They don't have to make sense. They just make rules.
Yes.
Right? And you've got three different things. You've got prescription drugs. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess four different things. Prescription drugs, and these are drugs that have significant adverse effects and problems associated with them, so you have to have a physician prescribe them because the doctor is supposed to be able to evaluate risk versus benefit. Then you got over-the-counter drugs. These are drugs that still have adverse effects, but the adverse effects are infrequent enough that they're considered safe enough for people to choose on their own, although people do sometimes get killed from them. Then you've got supplements, which are dietary supplements. Dietary supplements, by law, even if you have all the peer-reviewed studies you want that say that they help a disease, cannot, by law, be promoted to cure or help any disease or condition. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you've got, which is crazy, because if it affects your metabolism and helps a disease, it helps. But if you sell it as a supplement as opposed to an over-the-counter drug, it cannot, by law, be marketed to help a disease, whether it does or not. Mm-hmm. Then there are foods. Mm-hmm. Food products cannot even be promoted to enhance health. Supplements can be promoted to enhance health, but not to cure disease. Mm-hmm. Foods cannot be promoted to enhance health.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So if you're going to sell something that is a dietary supplement, you either have to label it as a food in which you can talk about its taste and its nutrition, but you can't talk about its health benefits. Mm. Or you can sell it as a supplement, in which case you can talk about its health benefits, but not its taste and nutrition.
Interesting. Okay.
Oh boy. Okay.
And since pomegranate juice was sold in grocery stores as a
food,
it cannot by law,
they have a health benefit.
Cannot have a health benefit. Even if it does.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, government makes rules. They don't have to make sense. I sometimes think they're not allowed to make sense.
Yeah. Remember the time we used to say an apple a day keeps the doctor
That's
away?
Right.
And that would now be a violation of federal law.
That's right. Yeah. And yet we can sell monster drinks. And
That's right.
Horrible.
So, yeah. So pomegranate juice actually does have studies that show that in a significant number of men, it shrinks their prostate cancers.
Mm.
And great. I can say that because A, I'm a physician, and B, I don't sell Palm. Mm. So if I sold Palm, I couldn't say it.
That's right. Unless you were an endorser.
<You're> reliable.
Yes, he is.
So could you please spell that first vitamin supplement that's in the men's formula?
DIM. It was D-I-M, DIM.
Yeah, it's just sold as a supplement.
It's three, capital D, capital I, and capital M, okay. DIM, dihydroxyindole methane.
Okay, I can just look it up like that. That works. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you go on our website, and we sell it called Men's Formula.
And in Men's Formula, what Dr. Mixon did was he put in things like saw palmetto and other anti-inflammatory things that will enhance the impact of the DIM. So he made a compound that will help with prostate health overall.
And you can either call our clinics and the front desk staff can help you, or you go to our website, lmclinic.com, and you just click on products.
Right.
And under products, you
I'll
just
be
type
in there Monday morning.
Type in DIM and it'll come up.
Yeah.
Okay?
Wonderful.
And then there are a few lifestyle things, Jerry, you wanted to talk about.
And there's one other thing I wanted to talk about, and that is exercise.
Okay.
It's fascinating. Muscle, working muscle, not just muscle that's there, but working muscle, produces more than 300 different enzymes, peptides, hormones, compounds that are anti-inflammatory that boost your immune system and help you to heal and repair. And so working muscle, the more muscle you've got and the more it works, the more of these, we call them myokines, you produce and dump into your bloodstream. And let me give you an example of how powerful working muscle is. A woman who has a new diagnosis of breast cancer, who takes up an aggressive exercise program, enhances her survival from her breast cancer by 60%.
Wow.
60% just from getting off her butt and exercising.
No drug can do that.
Yeah. Mm. If we had a drug that enhanced survival from breast cancer by 60%, people would pay thousands of dollars for it.
Of course they would. Yes.
It would be a blockbuster.
But all you really got to do is have as much muscle as you can and work it every day.
Yeah.
Okay. So for a guy.
You just push yourself as hard as you can.
Yes. For a man, see, we men are endowed by our Creator with a lot of upper body strength. We are made to have muscle. And that's why it's so unfair to have crazy men who think they're women compete against women in sports. We are stronger. We are faster. We have higher muscle mass, bigger hearts, bigger lungs. But if we will use those and exercise and make our muscles work, we have a dramatic increase in our survival from cancers, almost every cancer.
And I have one other suggestion, because you were asking why weight and can we do something else. You know, biopsy is not easy to do, and you can maybe save him having to go through another biopsy if you can do the 4K blood test.
Yeah.
Mm. And that'll give a predictive value of the likelihood of this progressing or what is going to happen. And then obviously an MRI scan can also be helpful.
Yeah.
And if it is getting worse, then by all means, go ahead and do what you need to do. But it is a marker that you can use while you're waiting to do a biopsy if the lesion is not getting bigger.
Yeah. In fact, one of our doctors just came up with a urine test that they suggested that they want me to evaluate, because it's a urine test that looks for cancer markers that are excreted in the urine for men with prostate cancer.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, she just sent me the email a day or two ago, and I have not yet
checked
it out.
Well, also, we don't do urine tests, and so you might want to ask your doctor if they can cover for it under the insurance umbrella. Now, remember, he already has the cancer.
Yes.
So a 4K blood test might be covered by his carrier.
Yeah. The 4K test will give you a statistical probability of what the risk of this being an aggressive, one of that 7% of cancers that grow fast.
That would 4K, be good.
Yeah, the 4K test will give you a statistical probability. What are the odds are that this particular tumor your husband has is going to grow fast and cause him trouble?
Well, I don't know whether it'd be good, but it'd be informative. That's what I meant to say. That would be helpful.
Yeah, it would be helpful. It's helpful to know, right?
Yeah, I mean, it would be kind of, well, you know where you're going or what, you know, what's happening. I mean,
absolutely.
It's better to be aware than just blindly marching forward.
You got it.
You know what? Would since he's already been diagnosed with a form of cancer, even though hopefully it's, you know, a very slow one, could he actually become a member of longevity?
Of course.
You have to interact with his doctor? He doesn't have an oncologist or anything. I mean, would you have to go through his doctor to do?
We want a copy of his. We want a copy of his medical records, so that we can see what's been done and what's going on. But yeah, you know, we require that all of our patients have a regular doctor. Because we don't, if you get bronchitis, we don't treat you. You sprain your ankle, we don't treat you. We treat the normal but undesired changes.
I just didn't know how involved he had to be. It's hard to find a doctor that, you know, has this much awareness of what's going on in the world. It's like they left out a whole medical book or something. I don't know.
See, we treat a lot of older people. So the common diseases of aging, we're very familiar with because we see so much of it.
Correct. So, all right. Well, I certainly appreciate your time, and I hope this helps somebody else. And you.
Well, that's why it's on the radio. You know, thousands of people are listening to your husband's situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and hopefully this will be an easy one compared to a lot of yours. So, thank you again. You have a good afternoon. Enjoy the sunshine. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you so much for your call, Judy. Carol, Gary, we'll be with you in just a moment. Before we take a quick break, Dr. Umat, could you tell us about what is coming up on Thursday, May 9th? It's good for the heart, right?
It's magical.
Yes.
Love is in the air. We're throwing a party. Come on.
Yes.
No, seriously, an opportunity to learn more. That's what we do. We educate, we teach, we provide information. The information is easily available. You may not know about it and you may not have had access to it. So know that heart disease is the number one killer in the United States. Heart disease is a common cause of death. And unfortunately, way too many people find out after they've had a problem than before it. And so if cholesterol's on your mind and in your heart and everywhere and you want to know more about it, is it risky for you? Is it causing inflammation? Is it running in your family? Is it a genetic trait? And all kinds of things about cholesterol, the fractionation, the particle, will tell you it all.
Yes. And that's May 9th, a Thursday. And you do need to make an appointment at all three of our clinics that's available to you, Kirkland, Linwood, and Tacoma. And here's that number to call, 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. We'll be back with more questions and more of the doctors on Leading Edge Medicine in just a moment. Stay close.
I feel good.
Here we go.
I knew that I wouldn't.
Oh, Dick Van Dyke.
So good. So good.
Wow.
I got you.
That's in it.
Wow.
I
feel nice.
And we're back. This is Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette here along with Dr. Samira Umat and Dr. Jerry Mixon, moving and a grooving here on this Saturday morning. And we're taking your calls, talking about the different things that affect you, and we would invite you to call right now. Phone lines are open for you at 206-421-5757. Staying right here in the Seattle area, Carol is on the line for us. Good morning, Carol.
Hello, Carol. How can we help you?
Yes, as I understand it, there are blood pressure medications that are better at protecting the brain or the nervous system than others. And I want to know if losartan is in that family.
Losartan should be, yes, because it is either a...
It's an ARB. Yeah. It's an angiotensin receptor blocker.
Rocker, yeah. So both the ACE and the ARBs, the angiotensin receptor...
Yeah, it's angiotensin 2 receptor blocker, so it is in that category, yeah. Yes.
Okay, but both the blockers and the agonists, the
and,
ACEs.
My next question is, Kent, because I take taurine. Is it okay to I take the taurine with my Losartan in the morning?
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, taurine is, I think, it is a vastly overlooked amino acid that is critical for cellular energy production. And, you know, young people, when we're kids, we have high levels of taurine in our system, and it declines as we age. It's kind of fascinating because this is a cheap, over-the-counter drug that is now being researched as a, quote, anti-aging intervention. Mm. I'm almost afraid to say that because if somebody registers it as a drug, you'll no longer be able to buy it as a supplement. And the price will go up 25-fold. But yes, it is a great amino acid that helps you have strong muscles. It makes your brain function better. It improves your cognition. It keeps you awake and alert. Yes.
Jerry, what's the dosing for taurine?
Well, it's one of those questions that I wish I had an answer for. Higher is generally better. It's like all amino acids. You get excess, you tend to pee it out. Hmm. But
this is life extension, and it's 1,000 milligrams, and it says you can take it 3 times a day on an empty stomach. That's the drawback for me, but I can deal with that.
Well, but or take 2,000 in the morning.
Okay.
You know, but I've got studies showing that doses as low as 400 milligrams twice a day have really beneficial effects on
people. 400 milligrams, that's what they're saying too.
Yeah. So 400 milligrams will do it. And if life extension is Bill full, if Bill is selling 1,000 milligram pills, good for Bill. Yeah. You know, the owner of that is a fellow.
Bill Falloon.
Bill Falloon. Bill's a kind of an interesting character. He has told me straight out he intends to live forever. He does not plan to die.
Okay.
And so that's his goal, his eternal life, without dying to get there. I say,
so
Bill,
I
you'll put churches out of business.
That's right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and I went to a seminar, and this was on food and everything, and he started saying that, I didn't know this, about
cholinergic drugs.
Cholinergic drugs, yes.
Drugs are very bad for you. I want to know if hydrochlorothiazide is in that category.
No.
No, it's not. But Benadryl, most of the antihistamines are.
Yeah.
And certainly the sedating antihistamines, such as Benadryl. And you watch, the chemical that we call Benadryl, the brand name, is diphenhydramine. And diphenhydramine is sold in most of the sleep aids, too. So if you go to the drugstore and you get sleep aids or antihistamines, either one. Also, some of the prescription drugs for bladder spasms or for bowel problems are frequently have strong anticholinergic effects. And the reason that's important is that there is a clear connection between anticholinergic drugs and dementia. And the more often you take them and the higher doses you take, the faster your brain function tends to go downhill.
Right. But, for overactive bladder, it's a different mechanism. It's to relax the smooth muscle action. That's why they use it.
I understand. That's why they use it. Unfortunately, it also damps down your brain function.
Yeah.
So, yes, your bladder doesn't spasm. You have less discomfort. You pee more reasonably. But you're also killing your brain.
Right. But hydrochlorothiazide does not do that.
No.
And sinus medications over the counter are also...
Some of them, yes. Yes.
And you know, one you other thing in this seminar, this guy was saying that your brain doesn't control everything. It's your vagus nerves that sends messages to throughout the body. That's why you have to determine when you have make a decision whether you're going to use your brain decision or your gut decision.
It is kind of an interesting thing. But yes, the vagus nerve connects the gut to the brain and to the heart too.
Yeah.
But the gut-brain connection is very real. But it's not just vagus nerve stimulation. It's also those trillions of organisms in our bowel are releasing exosomes and acellular vesicles, which I talked about to a previous caller.
Yes.
And those exosomes and acellular vesicles produced by the bacteria in our gut are actually impacting the way we think, the way we feel, whether we're alert or sleepy. So, it's fascinating that these acellular vesicles, these exosomes, every cell in our body is connected to every other cell by the exosomes we're producing, and all of those bugs in our gut are also connected to every cell in our body.
Right.
And so what your bowel flora is
has
a distinct impact on how healthy or unhealthy you are.
Right. Okay. Thanks for clearing my mind on that, and I greatly appreciate all the information. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're very welcome. I love it. Very focused questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
very specific.
One thing, the rest of you listeners, if you want to know what anticholinergic medications are, Dr. Google can tell you. Just go in and Google anticholinergic medications, anticholinergic supplements, anticholinergic over-the-counter, etc. You'll get a list that is scary long of things that have an anticholinergic effect and that damp down brain function.
Yeah, okay. And if memory is an issue, just eliminate all those things that you're taking from that list.
That's right.
Okay, and that's anticholinergic, as in allergic, cholinergic.
Well, it's acetylcholine
is
the neurotransmitter in your brain that your brain cells use to connect cell to cell. So when your brain cells are firing, they're sending acetylcholine.
Okay.
Anticholinergic are drugs that interfere with acetylcholine production or function.
And we don't want that.
No.
Okay. That's good to know. Thank you, doctors. We have a caller now from Bremerton, so let's take a ferry and talk to Gary. Wait a minute. Did that rhyme? Sorry about that, Gary. Wait a second.
Can't afford a ferry at that price.
That's right.
They're running.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, just a side note here, but you were just talking about that anticholinergic.
Anticholinergic,
Is Tamsulosin on that list? It would be the generic form of Flomax?
Oh, Flomax? Tamsulosin?
Tamsulosin. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'll take a look.
That's
all right.
Also a bladder-relaxing thing.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Dr. Umat's on it.
Yeah, she'll look it up and see. But But I do believe that the alpha 1 agonist, which is Flomax, is one.
Not anticholinergic.
But they do decrease blood supply to the brains to some modest degree. But
to some degree.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not on the list.
But no, it's not on the list.
What I called about is a 79-year-old lady who is body size about 5'6". 140. She had a lumpectomy in February 1st, and the size was 24 by 21 by 17 millimeter. The results after they took it, they got it all. It it's a score, a recurrent score of 22. A risk of 9-year reoccurrence was 8%, and the chemotherapy benefit was less than 1%, so they didn't really do anything other than take it out and got all of it. So I know sometimes on people that join your program, you want them to wait a while if they go into any kind of hormone. I would say she's sort of getting some sarcopenia. She has balance things. She's totally lost a lot of her cerebral issues with Dalantin episode a long time ago. So she deals with some balance issues, and then now she's older, so she's having, I think you'd call it sarcopenia, a loss of body. So I thought maybe the hormone thing would benefit her. I've started her on one lady, like you told her, on some protein powder with her drinks, because we eat plenty of protein here. Maybe it's just not working through her system properly. And so
well, many older people don't digest it well.
Yeah, is there a waiting period before she
I'd put her on testosterone on day one.
Okay, you're not that concerned about it. Okay.
Well, the testosterone lowers the risk of breast cancer reoccurrence. Okay.
Yeah, when I've mentioned it to her doctor or something, they just wrinkle their nose, really.
That's right, yes. But the problem, the issues are, and there is a study that's been done on women with breast cancer, in fact, with high-grade breast cancers, much worse prognosis than this lady has. And they put them on a combination of testosterone with an aromatase inhibitor. The aromatase inhibitor prevented the testosterone from being converted to estrogen. But the testosterone shrank their tumors, and not a single woman on testosterone, despite having high-grade tumors, died. They all survived.
Aromatase inhibitor?
Is what, sorry?
DIM, no.
No.
Yeah. It prevents conversion of testosterone to dihydrotestosterone, but it's not an aromatase inhibitor. So that would be something like Arimidex would be an aromatase inhibitor.
Or an anastrozole.
Yeah. But yes, you know, that is a woman I'd have on testosterone day one.
And you'd give her there's no way she can just go on that focus. You kind of cover the whole.
Yeah, there's no way we do it. We have a comprehensive program. We don't do isolated therapies. But, you know, her doctor can write testosterone for her.
Okay, I misspoke. DIM is a natural aromatase inhibitor.
Is it?
Good. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And we hear the music. Okay. Gary, can we come back to you after this break?
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine and your questions. Gary, we'll talk to you in just a bit. We'll continue with that conversation on breast cancer. Mark, we'll be talking with you as well. Here's that number, 206-421-5757, to get through to Leading Edge Medicine.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Talking behind the scenes, when we start doing a video, Dr. Mixon, the folks are going to be wondering, oh, that's what they're laughing about.
That's right.
When
we're gonna
come back on the studio.
We're going to have to tame down our intercommercial.
Well, I think Dr. Umat and I are tame enough. I think we're just fine. We just have one of the three of us.
One of the three of us is probably going to have to tame down his comments.
Yes. All right. Does
the pronoun his give anyone any clues whose comments
which
they want to
is
down?
That? Yes. Well, we're talking with Gary from Bremerton. So let's continue the topic of testosterone. And
that's right.
Breast cancer. And breast cancer, yes.
Yes. Yeah, testosterone
Dr.
is
Mixon?
A... Yes. Yes, sir.
When she had the surgery, I had a handout I printed out about Dr. Rebecca Glazer, and it kind of gave the high points, bullet points of some of her history and what she's done. And I handed that out to both the surgeon and the oncologist.
Good.
And, you know, for consideration. So... should I approach one of them since her doctor isn't too excited about the testosterone and see if maybe they would put her on some form?
I would. It's not going to hurt, you know. I would love when we get our video studio, audio video studio, I really want to get Dr. Glazier. And then there's another doctor whose name starts with a T at Georgia, in Atlanta, that has also done studies on testosterone and breast cancer. I'd love to get each of them on our show.
But, Jerry, we can even maybe start scheduling for a visit like this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
While we're waiting for the audio and video. Yeah. We can do an audio is what I'm saying.
We could do it, yeah. Mm-hmm. The reason I'd like to do a video is I'd like to prep them to say, look, you can put up graphs and charts to demonstrate your work, you know, so that people will be able to see them and even download them off their computer because they'd be watching us on a computer. Mm-hmm. So they can see.
Or there's a Dr. Charles Mock. Is that who you were thinking of?
No. Although Dr. Mock is involved, yes. Mm-hmm. But no, this is, I'm forgetting his name. I'll pull up the paper and get it here in a bit during probably one of the next breaks. Because I've got my little cell phone. I just have to hit up my Dropbox and hit Dr. Teaching File.
There you go. Yes.
So, okay. Try Face ID again. All right. There it goes. Yeah. But I'll find it here. Testosterone for Women, New Teaching File. There. Get up here. Breast Cancer Instance.
I got her the books. By Dr. Mock, testosterone strong enough for a man and made for a woman.
Yes, and, yeah, that is.
She read that book and she was fuming mad. Why don't they tell me?
Yes, I know. Here on my cell phone, the screen is too small. I can't see the authors. All I do is see the names of the studies, and so I'll let Samara answer the next call, and then I'll be able to go through and open these one at a time. So you keep listening, and I'll come up with a name.
Okay.
All right. So
myself, I'm doing okay. I'm 80. I've been on off and on ketosis and rotation fasting for like 3 years, and going to put on this year. Put on my second roof, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Good, absolutely good. Okay. Well,
so thanks for your information.
You're absolutely welcome. Always happy to help. That's what we're here for.
I'll listen if you come up with a doctor there.
Okay.
Well, okay, great.
Very good.
I've got about 20 different papers in this file, and I'm going through and opening them one at a time so that I can try to find the authors. But yeah. That's another Glazier paper. She's got a darn lot of papers.
Did she collaborate with Mock in any of her papers?
I'd have to look and see.
Is it M-O-C-K or M-O-K?
I think it's just M-O-K.
Okay.
Okay. The doctors are looking it up.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, testosterone is important, and also the fact that breast cancer is important, and unfortunately, traditional medicine frowns upon the use of hormones in the site of breast cancer.
Yeah.
And to some extent, maybe depending upon each individual patient, that may be necessary. Some patients that have active disease or disease that has progressed, estrogen use may be contraindicated. But the thing is that estrogen comes in various different forms, and testosterone is not inhibited or prevented for many of these patients. And the benefits of testosterone therapy in women far outweigh some risk factors. And so it's a question of, is it beneficial and is it going to help this patient at this time or not? And that has to be done on an individual basis.
Okay. Yep. Not just one prescription for everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
This is Donovitz. That's the other doctor.
Okay. Dr. Donovitz.
D-O-N-O-V-I-T-Z.
Dr. Donovitz. There's the name for you, Gary. Yeah. All right.
And the name of the paper was Breast Cancer Incidence Reduction in Women Treated with Subcutaneous Testosterone, Testosterone Therapy and Breast Cancer Incidence Study.
All right. Okay, we are going to take a quick break. And Mark, we will be back with you and your question in just a moment on Leading Edge Medicine. We have time for one more caller after that, 206-421-5757. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop.
And we're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. Hi there and good morning. Almost good afternoon. Dr. Jerry Mixon here, Dr. Samira Umat too, and my name is Lynette. And we're going to take another caller, this time from Seattle.
Okay.
Mark is on the line. Hi there, Mark.
Hello,
good
Mark.
Good morning.
Hi. Hello, everybody. Good morning. I'll try not to take a lot of your time. I'm just looking maybe for some quick dietary fixes for...
Okay.
Probably arthritis, perhaps rheumatoid arthritis in the hands.
Okay.
And then the other would be just kind of a good dietary supplement or just food for a more clear memory.
Okay.
Oh, we can help you with that, right, doctors?
We can help you with all of the above. Mm-hmm. Okay, for foods, go on my website, lmclinic.com, and under blogs or papers or wherever, look for anti-inflammatory diet. I have two papers, one on anti-inflammatory lifestyle, the other on an anti-inflammatory diet. And obviously anything you can do to decrease inflammation is going to help. So that'll give you the food part of it. The anti-inflammatory supplements, there's a wide range of supplements.
It's under blog and under doctor recommendation on our website.
Yeah, good. Okay. And let's see. Supplements, any of the anti-inflammatory supplements, resveratrol, curcumin, omega-3s, icarin, all the polyphenols, quercetin,
these will be on your list as well?
Those are all things we write for our patients quite frequently, and we carry them.
But they're not listed as separately as anti-inflammatory, actually, maybe?
No, they're probably not.
Yeah.
They're probably not as listed as anti-inflammatories. They're just listed under the names. The easiest way to get four of those together, and pretty soon in the next 3 or 4 months, five of them together, is to take a supplement called Relief Factor.
I've heard it advertised, yes.
Yes, uh-huh. And I happen to own the company. And I developed it, so,
full... And I know that, too.
full exposure. So every time you use that, you're putting a few pennies in my pocket, and thank you very much.
And thank you very much for the relief.
And Relief Factor, at three times a day, most people get pretty good relief. There's a newer version of it that's going to be coming out this fall, in which we're adding a fifth anti-inflammatory to it. And that'll be astaxanthin. And so we're adding 10 milligrams of astaxanthin to it. And we'll be adding some piperine so that you absorb the polyphenols more efficiently. So it's going to have a newer, improved version coming out probably about October. I wish I could get out faster, but they tell me that's as fast as they can get it manufactured. So what else?
It's not listed individually on that article, and it's not – except you listed vitamin D and omega fish oils and a few other things. But then if you go to the website for supplements, they're all listed individually. You'd have to kind of go through them to find out which are the anti-inflammatory.
And that's easier
to just – But you've mentioned the most important ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you pick the Relief Factor, you're getting four of them in one place.
Right.
So that's as many as most people want to take.
Yeah.
Okay. And just quickly, you mentioned earlier, caller, you came up with taurine or taurine?
Taurine, yes. Taurine's an important amino acid, and we make a lot of it when we're young. We don't have nearly as high levels when we're old. Again, it increases muscle mass, it increases strength, endurance, it increases emotional energy. It does help people learn new things faster. So taurine is a very good supplement. And again, anywhere from 400 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams a couple of times a day. Most of the studies are done at 400 and 500 milligrams, but Bill Falloon through Life Extension is selling 1,000 milligrams, I understand.
And then, any negative side effects?
Not really. Well, high doses, a little bit of tummy.
Everything has a side.
Yeah, and that's what I was about to say. Most people don't feel anything negative. But the biggest thing in the high doses, and that's where Bill's 1,000 milligrams at a time worry me a little bit, GI distress, diarrhea. It increases muscle activity. And if you increase muscle activity in the bowel too much, you get things racing through the colon and gives you loose, watery, frequent stools.
Mm.
Okay. So anytime you take anything by mouth, GI distress is going to be your number one complication. And that goes
start lower and bump it up if need to.
Yeah, right. So the 400 milligrams is plenty for most people. And then citicoline, 500 milligrams twice a day. Citicoline is converted to acetylcholine, which increases the neurotransmitter function in your brain. It takes about 2 months to start working, but there are great studies showing that citicoline, even in people that are getting minimal cognitive impairment, that is the very early stages of dementia, improve and stay improved for 6 months to a year on their citicoline, which is really kind of nice for people that are starting to go downhill but not overtly demented.
Right.
There's another combination of zeaxanthin and lutein. That takes longer to work, takes about 4 to 6 months to get working, but continues to improve multiple functions of executive function and memory for up to a year, and then it levels off. These things are all good for people that have age-related cognitive decline. They are not designed for people with dementia, although there are some papers showing that some of them do help, at least in early dementia.
Right.
In fact, I saw one paper with a zeaxanthin, caffeine, lutein, and citicoline. They kind of hit these people with all of it. That had moderate dementia, and within 6 months moved them up to mild dementia.
Hmm.
Didn't fix their dementia, but moved them from moderate to mild, which is rather remarkable. And in fact, I have all of those that I was just talking about in a new supplement that is off getting manufactured as we speak.
Oh.
We're going to call it Think Factor.
Oh, that's good.
I've now recorded Think Factor.
Think Factor.
Yeah. And so that's a new registered trademark. But it's going to have citicoline, lutein, and zeaxanthin in one pill that you take twice a day.
Nice.
Yes.
Hopefully that should be on the market in about 3 months, 2.5 to 3 months. So.
Okay. I imagine you'll talk about it as I approach it.
Oh, we'll probably be talking about it a lot. And what we're trying to do right now is figure out what the price should be.
Okay.
I can suggest some.
And more importantly, what color is the bottle going to be?
Okay. We're actually debating that.
Okay.
And of course, my not very good marketing brain could be a scientist. I came up with gray and silver.
Oh no,
gray matter, white matter.
Gray and white matter
for the brain. The marketing people said no.
That's not going to work. Okay.
So, why right. no?
How about orange? Yeah. That's a happy color.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
There you go.
We're using orange for go factor.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So what will this be?
I don't know. Think Factor is, we've got a firm in New York that is coming up with a bottle and the label right now.
Oh, okay.
All right.
We'll see. Anyway.
Oh, Mark, thank you so much for your call.
We go from the medical aspects to the business aspects of my life.
There you go. There we go. All right. Oh, what a show. So much good information, as always. A lot of great calls. Thank you for that. And thank you for being part of the show today. We will be back live in the studio next Saturday. And wanted to remind you, we do have our Heart Day coming up, our Healthy Heart Day on Thursday, May 9th.
That's right. No donuts.
No donuts. We were just teasing. Yeah, we won't have bad things for your heart there. Only good things, tests and an opportunity to meet our staff here at Longevity. Only doing it on May 9th. I know that we're getting full in some of the clinics, Linwood, Kirkland, and Tacoma. So it's important for you to call in and get that appointment made. It's not a walk-in thing. We need you to call in and say, hey, I want to take advantage of this heart test.
But it's not just for patients.
No, yeah, anybody can do this.
Anybody can do it.
Exactly. And it's for absolutely anybody. And then the other thing is, you know, if you're interested in what we do, I would suggest you seriously think about doing the longevity blood draw. Because if you want us to help you in so many other aspects of your life, we cannot do it with just that one test. So if you do the expanded panel, now you'll get 1 hour and 30 minutes of physician time to review all of this. And then if you do decide to join, then that $300 will be included in your dues for longevity. And so that'll be a free test for you.
Very good. Okay. And this is a fasting test as well, correct? Because
yes,
it's a blood draw.
Fasting, yeah.
All right. Any questions you have, give us a call and we would love to get you signed up. It's 1-866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. On behalf of the doctors and Leading Edge Medicine, have a great rest of your weekend. We'll be back next time right here. Enjoy your weekend and thanks for listening.